Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Happy New Year. We're kicking it off with some great guests for you for your local shots of the outdoors right here on the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Trey Karskinen. He's with O'Loughlin Trade Shows, and he's going to preview that really big boat show taking place not in Seattle later this month, but later this week and into next weekend at the Expo Center in Portland. If you're in the market for a boat, especially an aluminum welded boat, this is a boat show for you. We'll also check in at the Silverdale Sportsman's Warehouse because they've got a great fishing report. Turns out there's some very good fishing to be found out on the Kitsap Peninsula right now. But first, it's time to tell you what's hot and what's not, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Silverdale, Everett, Federal Way, and Puyallup. And if you haven't already, check out the new website for Sportsman's Warehouse. You'll find it at sportsmans.com. It's a new look. There's great online pricing, as always. And that website, again, is sportsmans.com. We start off with saltwater anglers who are excited about winter blackmouth opportunities that are now open in several areas of Puget Sound. That includes Marine Area 7, the San Juans, which opened the first with a daily limit of one salmon. Anglers do have to release coho and wild chinook. Those same release rules apply in Marine Areas 8-1 and 8-2, where there's a limit of two fish. Marine Area 9 is open with a limit of two salmon as well, one of which can be a hatchery chinook. Again, you have to release coho and wild chinook. And Marine Area 10 is open, though anglers must release those wild chinook. If you don't have a boat, consider an evening trip to the Elliott Bay or Edmonds Pier. Your target? Squid. WDFW has got some great info on their website, just search for it there, about how to catch these squid using jigs. And I'll tell you what, fried calamari, what my dad used to call sea Cheerios, they are downright tasty. Not far removed from calamari, at least to my taste buds, are fried razor clams. And if you're wanting your daily 15 limit of razor clams, the Southwest Washington beaches are open this weekend. Low tide is at 6:23 p.m. tonight, so bring those headlamps to the Twin Harbors and Copalis beaches. And tomorrow, low tide is at 6:59 p.m. Twin Harbors is open again, and Mock Rocks will be the other beach open. During my weekly check-in at Northwest Fishing Reports, a couple of posters braved the rising waters of the Wainuchi River last weekend, and they reported tough fishing, though both of those anglers were rewarded with beautiful steelhead. One of them was a 36-inch long steelhead buck, weighing an estimated 17 pounds. As for the other angler, he also caught just one fish, and it was also a fatty. No guess on the size by poster Nitro 175, but looking at that photo, I'm guessing it's well north of 15 pounds. You can check out the photos yourself of both fish on the reports page at northwestfishreports.com. Just look for the Wainuchi River reports. Finally, if you are up for a trip over the Cascades, consider heading to Central or Eastern Washington for pheasant, quail, chucker, and Hungarian partridge. These seasons are still open until the 15th, and if there's fresh snow on the ground, you'll find these birds are a little easier to find, and they hold tighter too. Something my son found out when he brought home a nice chucker for dinner last week. So there you go. Now you know, as we start off this new year, what's hot here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Next up for your local shot of the outdoors, we're checking in with Trey Karskinen. He's with O'Loughlin Trade Shows, and the Portland Boat Show is coming up really soon. It's taking place Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday, January 13th at the Expo Center in Portland. Trey, tell our listeners more about this event.
Well, thanks so much, John. Appreciate you reaching out to us. We're going into our 59th year with the Portland Boat Show. It is Oregon's only boat show, and this one proves to be, at least in our view, the biggest and best ever that we're lining up on right now. We have about 250,000 square feet of display space, and in that 250,000 square feet are literally dozens of boat dealers. We have over 150 exhibitors. We expect to have hundreds of boats. And for your listeners, many of whom, anglers and hunters, it's good for them to know that the largest display of welded aluminum boats, which are kind of the primary fishing boat in this region, the largest display you'll find at the Portland Boat Show with all the major manufacturers represented and dealers handling the top welded, heavy-gauge welded aluminum lines, as well as light-gauge welded aluminum lines as well. But frankly, John, everything is represented. We have yachts and cruisers. We have a new PWC that's a fishing model that's coming to us from SK Northwest. It's a Sea-Doo, and it's the first ever full-on fishing personal watercraft, so that's going to be kind of fun to unveil. Of course, we have sailboats. We have a lot of non-motorized paddle boats. Then, of course, the regular spate of wakeboard and ski and wake surfing boats and the pleasure boats and all that as well. It's really quite a show, and we work all year to put this together, and we're very, very pleased with not only the product mix and the dealer mix, but the overall feel of the show as well. We've got some really cool stuff that we're looking forward to. Ranger Tugs, it's going to be their first year coming to the show, and they're going to be bringing in a 24-foot boat that's really, I think, an ideal Columbia River, Puget Sound-style boat, big water, open water boat, lots of comfort, lots of beautiful appointments to it, and as well as, everything from the smaller stuff, so the kayaks and canoes and then everything in between.
Folks, as you just heard, if you are looking for a boat and you're looking for a deal, the place to go is the Portland Expo Center, Wednesday the 9th through Sunday the 13th. It's the Portland Boat Show, and as you just heard, you don't want to miss it. Thanks, Trey.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we're heading to the Sportsman's Warehouse store in Silverdale. We're talking to Dan in the fishing department. Dan, how have things been on the peninsula? I haven't heard a whole lot of news, to be quite frank.
Well, when the rivers are in shape, steelhead can be fair. It hasn't been real hot this year, but there's a few being taken.
All right. Well, if you can't catch steelhead right now, I know you can catch trout in some of those lakes year-round there on the peninsula. What are some you'd recommend this time of year?
Kitsap has been putting out some decent fish. Spencer, Leland, and Island Lake.
And when it comes to these lakes, are we trolling, are we still fishing, or what are we doing to get those trout in the boat?
People are trying trolling first and then going to still fishing, using, power bait or worms off the bottom.
And of those lakes, which one's got the biggest trout?
Probably Spencer and Kitsap.
Okay. And next question for you. Of those lakes, which ones have the best bank access for people that don't have a boat?
Leland and Island, and then Spencer and Kitsap have both. Spencer and Kitsap don't have a whole lot of shore access.
All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for some places to fish over on the Kitsap Peninsula near Silverdale, or further east on the peninsula towards the rivers, stop in at the Sportsman's Warehouse store, ask Dan or some of the other people at the fishing department where the fishing's been hot. They'll stock you up with the tackle you need, send you on your way, and as you just heard, the trout are biting at several lakes there. Dan, thanks for sharing this report on America Outdoors Radio.
welcome.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more, all 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Better still, our rates are way more affordable than you think. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's America Outdoors Radio, bringing you more business.